Well, this is the Contented Mummy Boo cast number 2. And as we've just celebrated Easter and it's due to be spring equinox, which in many religions and in pagan beliefs represents the start of something new. And indeed, for the Christian faith, the resurrection is a renewal of life, belief. And with that theme in mind, I wanted to introduce to my life one new behaviour after Easter, sort of like a New Year's resolution, but without it being January the 1st. I've started this method. I started actually over 6 months ago, where I tried very hard to at least introduce one new thing in my life or change one thing in order to be better organised, feel better about myself, and just basically cope with work-life balance. What that means is you have to be very honest with yourself, and you have to think about things that you could change at work, at home, with your family, with your friends, with your colleagues. And one of the things I have found is that if you change one behaviour a month, which isn't very many, and you stick at it, the rest will follow. Definitely, I have noticed that after changing one behaviour and then coping a little bit better with work-life balance, I can change more and more and more, and it leads on to very good things. What kind of things? Well, these are just some of the things that I have changed over the last 6 to 8 months since I came back to work after maternity leave. I looked at my eating habits. I try very hard to drink decaffeinated coffee after being poorly over the Christmas period and attributing it to potentially too much red wine or caffeine with the doctor's help. And it's made an awful lot of difference just switching to decaf. It sounds really simple. I have introduced more exercise into my life, something I didn't think I'd be able to do because I didn't see where I had the time between working 30 hours a week, dealing with my baby, trying to build up my profile as a blogger and now a bucaster. So when could I do this? And I just, with the help of a friend, realised that I was getting into work an hour early in order to get things done, very stressed. And she suggested that I may have better peace of mind if I used that hour to exercise, and that I might be more productive when I actually came into the office. And she was totally correct. I use that hour. Now I get into at my desk for the time that I'm supposed to get, and the rest does follow. Sounds too simple. There's lots of different things you can do, and I guess it's something that you have to keep looking at your life and looking at something and seeing what can budge. Some of the people around me, I can see they could watch less television, do something more productive instead, as what's the famous 70s, 80s TV program for kids suggested. If you've got a wee, even 20 minutes here or there, you know, can make a difference. If you're spending your lunchtime at your desk, why not 20 minutes in a quiet spot reading and moving away from the computer? I guarantee that the rest of the afternoon you'll be more productive once you've cleared your head. Think of it like clearing down the cache on your computer, rebooting and going back to your desk. But what if you're already doing this? What if you're already eating healthily, drink decaf, you're leading quiet? Well, then you might not need this advice. But my reckoning is that everybody could do with something. And one new behaviour a month isn't that much to change. And I am living proof that this has actually worked for me. This is my Contented Mummy Boo cast. Thank you very much for listening. And if you want more tips or advice like this, then don't forget to visit my blog on the Argos blog pages, Claire Banks. Thank you very much. Bye.